This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. Fax is 989-466-5956. Regarding Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, Zaleski, it's Z-A-L-E-S-K-I, date of birth June 7th of 1959. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Zaleski with prior acute kidney injury and stage 3A chronic kidney disease. She's feeling well. She's actually lost 16 pounds over the last year, and she's trying to lose weight, hopefully to improve blood sugar control. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit 1 year ago. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine output is good without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. She is a smoker and smokes one pack of cigarettes per day. And no rashes or ulcerations are noted. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Atenolol chlorothalidone. It's 125, one daily. She's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She does use hydrocodone with acetaminophen 10-325, one tablet twice a day for pain. Physical exam, her weight 199 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 6th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 56. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.5. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.1. Her hemoglobin 215 of 2022 was 13.7 with normal platelets and normal white count. Albumin level was 3.8. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 18, and that was normal also. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression. Diabetic nephropathy with excellent diabetes control and hypertension, which is also well controlled. The patient should have lab studies for us every 6 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.